When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come out!
Brian Munson.
Hey, long call. Comfy left Zoom Buster. 63 Bang Z Maui. Alert. Paradise Z Burger Y Rap. On one.
Husker Online on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey, great idea by John on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, John.
Why don't you put directions to Warren's house on the NRG sign out front? Now, that would be possible if we knew how to change the sign.
Yeah, Neil left or with that information.
Or if we weren't worried that the sign would explode if we tried to change it.
See, it's grandfathered in, so we can't take it down or change it.
Yeah, because then we just lose it. Then we're signless.
We lose the height. We could have like a small sign with no height.
Yeah. So a lot of possibilities.
So real damned if you do, damned if you don't for us.
It really is. We got a lot on our plates as it pertains to the sign. All right, joined now on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline by our good friend Brian Munson of HuskerOnline.com. Munson, hello. Happy Friday. How are you?
What's up, guys?
Oh, not much. Not much. Not much. I just saw the release from the College Football Playoff Selection Committee on Mike Riley joining the committee.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Here's the statement from Bill Hancock. We are pleased to have Mike join the committee. He has significant experience as a player and a coach, and he loves college football. He will bring a unique perspective to the committee. And here's my favorite sentence. Plus, he's a delightful human being, which everybody agrees that he is.
I think they could have just ended it with holy quiche. Yeah, no, I met Mike. He's a great person.
Delightful human being.
Conversation. Yeah, I mean, he was down here doing the like one of the first satellite kind of camps, and I kind of kidded with him, and I said I called, and I still had eligibility left, and he said he was going to call Colorado and let them know so that they could play against me next year. So I thought that was a little bit of a slight, but whatever. No, but he was fantastic. He'll do a great job. He does have great perspective. It didn't work out in Nebraska. I don't think anybody's going to fault him on not being a classy individual. He really always was.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Okay, Munson, let's get into it. Busy from last weekend into this week, and we set up the next few weeks as well. You wrote about this in your piece in the Tunnel Talk today. What is the common theme you heard from recruits that were on campus this past weekend that got to watch Nebraska's spring game?
two words, Dylan Raiola. It happened every phone call, literally. I mean, particularly like the official visitors, which I'm sure you guys would all guess, because I mean, he was paired up to host Dawson Merritt, the linebacker from Kansas. But you know, it was so interesting to catch them all with their own little perspectives, you know, like how great he was, a five-star quarterback, how effortlessly he threw the ball around, the composure, how great of a dude he was, you know, away from the field, all the conversations, like just having this meaningful experience at Nebraska this last weekend typically meant you were in awe about what's happening on the football field with Raiola, you know, as the quarterback, or having met him, or seeing the big picture, you know, with Nebraska, with him being part of it. I mean, it was really almost kind of like one of those things where just you kind of just take it down the trail a little bit, and all of a sudden it was just going to get there. And it was by far the biggest recurring theme. I think probably right behind that was like just the people at Nebraska, and typically the people at Nebraska, which obviously Raiola is, but never really specifically as a person been called out as much as like what he was this last weekend. And then I think facilities gets like a, you know, an honorable mention here, as well as like the progression of the offense and how things kind of take a step forward. There were a lot of kids, which this was really interesting too. I think people would say 60,000 fans is all Nebraska got in there for a spring game. Yet there were so many players this last week that said, I've never seen anything like that. Mm-hmm. And that included a regular game at a school in the fall. They were just blown away, just couldn't believe that. So get those guys back to Lincoln in the fall and let them see what a real game is like.
Yep, no doubt about it. It's a great showcase for what they're putting together. Where do they stand with some of the top guys that they brought in? Merritt is certainly one of them, and then you have, of course, the weekend was headlined by Michael Terry. Some of those guys and how Nebraska came out with them looking ahead to the summer.
Yeah, you know, Michael Terry is probably the big headliner. He's the number one athlete in the nation, according to On3. You know, Steve Wilfong got a hold of him, and I don't know if it could have been a better report. I mean, I don't know what everybody's expectation was about this weekend when it comes to when are these guys going to commit? Oh, I can't believe they didn't get any commitments over the weekend. You're not going to get these guys to commit.
No.
I mean, most of them had multiple official visitors looking at the months of May and June in front of them. You know, I think Antonio Branch might have even had an official visit set up to Tennessee in October. So I think that, you know, when you kind of look at everything the way it kind of lays out, I think Nebraska improved with everyone, number one. I think that's just across the board. I think Nebraska is firmly in the driver's seat for a guy like TJ Lateef. I think Nebraska is also the leader for Antonio Branch, which seems to be one of their top safety. Tanner Turch, who they got a week ago from Colorado. I think that they certainly improved things with Emmanuel Choice and Cortez Mills and obviously Michael Terry, who had never been there to Nebraska before. And I think the one story, I think we'll get into like what I said about, you know, him today in Tunnel Talk. Dawson Merritt really threw people for kind of a loop, myself included. I mean, coming off of his unofficial visit, I think, 2 weeks ago we talked about him, and I probably could have felt pretty comfortable leaving that article and going right over to his profile and putting a prediction in for Nebraska. Then he followed it up with a visit to Alabama the following weekend, and national predictors and experts started putting in their prediction to him to Alabama. And of course, then after like he moves his official visit up to Nebraska for the spring game, he tells us, of course, it's neck and neck. And obviously there's a pretty good reason, you know, to kind of also feel good about stuff with the things he had to jockey around with the visit to kind of get there to Lincoln this weekend. But I really feel like Nebraska has this part of the game of recruiting and hosting guys almost down to a science, and they've really put together a great program. They know how it's going to work structurally. They know how to get the most out of it. They know how to make the guys feel wanted at basically every turn. There wasn't like dead time for people like just like lay around the lounge. They were doing stuff just like practice. They're doing stuff the whole entire time. So
yeah,
I think Nebraska looks really good at this weekend.
I'm really interested too in the whether it's real, it is to a certain extent, or whether it's just like kind of artificial. We talked about this way at the beginning of when Rule got here. One thing that they weren't necessarily haven't been necessarily afraid to do in their interaction with recruits is say, basically, hey, you better jump on board because we're filling up and we're going here. And you know, Nebraska is definitely have a, like you said, they have a plan for their class and they have it down to a science. I'm curious about what you think about that. Another word for it is pressure. I mean, that comes off with a negative connotation, like pressuring recruits. But I think they're really careful with it. And like you said, they have it down to a science, and it could end up, you know, leading to some interesting things happening in the summer with top targets if they get some of these, you know, earlier guys out of the way.
Well, and that's a theory. My theory is if you take a look at the weeks as you kind of start getting you know, getting into June, and then that last weekend, which is kind of the blowout, you know, kind of weekend, which I think we're already over 10, maybe 12 or 13 guys already confirmed for that weekend. I think what it tells me is this. Nebraska is going to be perfectly fine taking everybody from that weekend, that last weekend in June.
Yeah.
They're 100% takes. So if you're building your class and you're taking your class and you say, okay, it's going to consist of what you have now, and it's going to consist of everything that you're going to get that last weekend. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Yes, we check the boxes. Okay, now work your way back from the front back and say, I can add these guys. And it's kind of like, well, there's some improving. There's some cherry on top to the sundae. You know, you feel good about the way things would end anyway if you could kind of get it done, just to kind of fast forward and get everybody in that last weekend. But obviously we know there's going to be some other pieces that are going to fall, you know, outside of that weekend. It's just, I think that what Nebraska intends to do is they intend to now put Raiola, put the recruiting guys on those first eight official visitors that aren't planning on making a decision until July and at the earliest. That's the part that not only when they do stuff on campus are they effective, they're also probably more effective,
yep,
you know, when it comes to recruiting those guys on the phone and just the amount and the types of conversations that they're having. It's so friendly. It's so transparent. I've never had a guy complain, you know, privately to me about how many times Nebraska is communicating with them, but I have had guys privately tell me either a school isn't communicating with them enough or too much. So I think Nebraska also has that second part down to a science as well.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I know when I receive a text message, it's like, it's just dependent on my mood. Do I want to hear from this? Do I want to hear from this person too much? Do I want to hear from this person not enough? Like, there's really a fine line there. Hey, what have you noticed, if anything, if there's any trends on, you know, coaches are out and about right now. We've seen some pictures from kind of the recruiting trail. What have been your takeaways from how coaches have got out right away, like immediately, yeah, once spring ball ended on Saturday?
Yeah, there's some interesting rule changes. You know, you get 140 days for the entire staff, which means that you break that down, you know, divided by 10, each guy gets 2 weeks to be on the road, essentially, and you only get one visit, basically, with a recruit. So one thing I don't think you'll ever – see Nebraska do while these current rules exist, is that you'll never see them at a track meet. So they're not going to be at Ryman Zeebert's, you know, track meet here, even though he's having a heck of a season, because, well, potentially if they want to go
Ryan
at that point,
here we go,
they have to disqualify going to see him again, because everybody at that track meet is getting a visit from the Nebraska coaching staff.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see the Nebraska staff do that. However, look at what happened with, like, Jackson Carpenter earlier this week. They took six coaches over to see Carpenter and check him out. Well, that was 6 days of the 140 that they were there. And if you also notice from the pictures that were posted, Mom, who's also from Columbus, Nebraska, so I know her pretty well, was there. So it's becoming a more memorable event. And in fact, I talked to Jackson Carpenter's dad last night, and I was like, you know, those kind of things now are going to replace, like, in-home visits in the fall, because the improvement of the early signing date basically rules out having any of those in-home visits in the fall. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Nebraska kind of navigates that working forward, and how this time, maybe this year, it's a little bit light. Maybe the rule about, you know, so many days is a little bit light. But how much this time here gets in, or maybe they start replacing it with juniors, you know, maybe this year. Maybe they'll allow start doing some home visits, you know, with juniors later on in the year. But for seniors this fall, almost the in-home visit kind of time is going to be a thing of the past.
One more for you, Mutz, before we let you go. What kind of inroads do they make with recruits not from the 2025 class this past weekend? Your noise there, it tells me a lot. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you had, like, Furion in Ferreira, and you had Mark Bowman both in from Mater Dei High School, top 2027 guys. In Ferreira's had a offer from Nebraska since last spring game. Mark Bowman, who's his tight end there at Mater Dei, they're looking to kind of go to school together, and they were both blown away. There was similar feedback. A lot of guys coming back for camps. A lot of guys want to get back again in the fall and check out a game in the fall. But the 2027 guys. Oh, and also I will have. So I already published Bastion Vandenbosch's update. I will have Case Vandenbosch tomorrow morning, and very similar kind of words. You know, they've been there before, but Matt Rhule is, you know, putting a different stamp on this now. They didn't get their offer from Rhule; they got it from Frost. So interesting to kind of see them picking up and seeing the differences and the changes, and a couple legacy guys again. And Matt Rhule is all about grabbing all the legacy guys he can. So, couple of interesting stories coming up over the next couple of days, but same kind of stories with all the underclassmen as well.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Munson, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
Brian Munson of HuskerOnline.com. We will have a great weekend. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
That's right.
I hope everybody discovers Warren's house this weekend.
We will not give you the directions.
Why not?
On our sign.
Oh, not on our sign. No. But we could tell people right now.
Yeah.
I'd say if you're coming from the west, just rip off of Farnham Street when it splits off there at, you know, Happy Hollow, and then just go up to the top of the hill, and it's basically right there. You'll see a horde of 40 people standing outside taking pictures.
Throngs of people.
Throngs of people. Yeah. So if you're walking through like Dundee today and you see some people who like have pants on and quarter zips, you know what's going on and you know what they're looking for. They're waiting to see if Warren's going to show up at E-Creamery.
Is he going to be there? Is he going to be at the bench?
He's known to do it. Is Paul McCartney going to be there? Mm-hmm. All right. Brian Christopherson is coming up next. We'll talk about some spring ball topics with him and look into the summer and maybe some scheduling stuff as well. Come back with BC next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.